Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. The Shenzhou 17 crew has undocked from the Chinese space station and is making its way back to Earth. The trio is expected to land in North China's Inner Mongolia on Tuesday. The homebound trip comes following a handover with their successor Shenzhou 18 astronauts who are staying in space until late October. Official data shows the Purchasing Managers Index for China's manufacturing sector came in at 50.4 in April. It marks a slight dip from last month. The non-manufacturing PMI came in at 51.2 during the period, down from 53 in March. Readings anywhere above 50 indicates expansion. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met his Peruvian counterpart Javier González Olichia in Beijing. Wang said China is ready to work with Peru on the upgrading of the FTA and help with its industrialization process. He also urged the two sides to deepen cooperation in various fields, including education, tourism, and science and technology. González Olichia said his country firmly adheres to the One China principle and is willing to enhance solidarity and mutual trust with China. The free trade agreement between China and Ecuador will go into effect on May the 1st. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says this will unleash the potential of trade and investment between the two countries. Officials signed the deal in May last year. It will exempt 90% of the products traded between China and Ecuador from tariffs. About 60% of the products will enjoy zero tariffs immediately. Pedro Sanchez says he will remain Spain's prime minister following a five-day reflection period to ponder his future. Sanchez suspended public duties last week after a court opened an initial inquiry into his wife over corruption claims. He has since denounced them as a right-wing harassment campaign. His decision to stay has been met with mixed response in the country. Student-led pro-Palestinian protests are continuing across the United States. Participants at Columbia University have ignored an ultimatum to abandon their encampment or risk suspension. The university says it is starting suspending those refused to leave on safety grounds. Sally Patterson has more.
Well, the 2 p.m. deadline here at Columbia University came and went, and the students certainly didn't clear the area. If anything, many, many more people came to gather here. Students did a vote, and they decided as a collective that they were going to stay, and if anything, they were going to double down their efforts. They're calling on the university to boycott Israeli companies. They're calling for full transparency when it comes to where university money goes, and they're calling for amnesty for any students who have been swept up in the protests and are now facing disciplinary procedures. As we're speaking, there is a growing pro-Israel demonstration being set up here on the campus as well, waving large Israel flags. Many Jewish students say that they haven't felt safe here at campus, and that's been one of the big tensions here at both Columbia and indeed at campuses around the U.S.
Egyptian media reports that the Hamas delegation has left Cairo following talks on a possible truce and hostage release deal. They're expected to return with a written response to the latest proposal. Adel El Marouki has the latest.
Egypt is optimistic about this round, and the delegation from Hamas is in Cairo, basically to give its response to the final Israeli offer that has been made. It seems that so far Hamas has no major objections to the Israeli proposal, which has been described by the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken as a very generous deal, and it basically offers the release of thousands of Palestinian prisoners in return to Hamas releasing all the hostages.
The Chinese public is expected to make 270 million trips daily nationwide over the upcoming five-day May Day holidays. The holiday this year will kick off on Wednesday. According to the Transport Ministry, trips by private vehicle will take up 80% of the share. Highways will also continue to waive tolls for cars with no more than 7 seats. Meantime, the country's railway and aviation sectors are set to see bigger passenger flow compared to the same period in 2019. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.